meine Damen und Herren.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted to be able to welcome today His Excellency President Karzai to Germany yet again, I should say, as our honored guest. And we had just now an opportunity to meet with the ministers of his cabinet and our ministers of the cabinet, the foreign minister, the minister of defense, and the minister of economic cooperation on our side. You have just now witnessed the signing of the agreement between the government of the Federal Republic of Germany and the government of the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan concerning bilateral cooperation. This is indeed a milestone in our relationship because it bears eloquent testimony to the fact that we feel committed to the long-term development of Afghanistan, and this in a comprehensive manner. This includes training of security forces, both in the area of the armed forces and the police, but it also covers cooperation in all areas. Development cooperation is already quite strong between us. It's going to be continued. There's going to be a building on what we've already achieved, but it will be gaining more and more elements of economic cooperation in the sense that it will be complemented by scientific cooperation, educational cooperation. We want to, after all, strengthen your capacity. I would like to thank here in particular Foreign Minister Westerwelle and our Foreign Office for working on this agreement and drafting the agreement. We think it's indeed a very propitious moment because we are sort of in the run-up to the G8 and the NATO meeting. And as you know, Afghanistan will loom large on the agenda of the NATO meeting, and we will be able to make it very clear on behalf of our alliance that we remain committed by what we have agreed to. We've shown yet again during the conference in Afghanistan last year that we feel committed to the fate of Afghanistan and that we want to see to it that the people of Afghanistan have a good future, which also means that we participate in the financing of the security forces. And we are proud to be able to say today, we've had consultations with our finance ministry on this, that according to a rough estimate, we will devote 150 million euros per year to this task, to financing the Afghan security forces post 2014. This is a very clear message that we allow our words to be matched by deeds. Obviously, the character of our cooperation will change completely. Already now, we're in a period of transition. We see that a fairly large part of Afghanistan's territory has already been handed over into the responsibility of local security forces, the Afghan security forces, that is. There are great successes that we have achieved with regard to our partnering. I just said to the German Bundestag that the incidence of a security-relevant manner have actually decreased. And particularly the concept of partnering, we feel, has done a lot towards bringing this about, has also proved its worth in building up security forces in the armed forces, but also in the police. We discussed all of these different factors, including regional factors as regards the relationship of Afghanistan with its neighbors, with Pakistan, for example. It is obviously a key partner in the region and cooperation with others. You know that the Federal Republic of Germany is included in the cooperation of ISAF and is committed to a further development of Afghanistan in this context, but also as a member of the international community. Thank you yet again, President, for coming here.
Thank you, Honourable Madam Chancellor, as always, for the very warm and hospitable welcome to your very lovely country. Madam Chancellor, as you very rightly put it, this is a milestone agreement between the two countries, reaffirming in clear words of cooperation and support to Afghanistan, and in building upon the very long relationship that Afghanistan and Germany have had especially when we signed the first such agreement in the 1920s with Germany and till today. Madam Chancellor, I also thank you for announcing today Germany's support to Afghanistan in the coming years in the form of 150 million euros of support to the Afghan security forces, and Germany's commitment to work with Afghanistan cooperatively in all other sectors of development. Madam Chancellor, today is particularly important for me to express on behalf of the Afghan people the gratitude of our people for the support that Germany has given to us selflessly and with dedication for the well-being of the Afghan people. The signing today, indeed, Madam Chancellor, turns a new page in our relationship. This will make the process of transition to the Afghan security and Afghan defence of its territory irreversible, which the third phase has already begun, which will be completed in 2 to 3 months. The whole transition period will come to a close in 2013, which will prepare the ground for the withdrawal of NATO forces by 2014. So Afghanistan's security is handled by the Afghan people, so your forces, your men and women in uniform and your civilians are no longer burdened with providing security to Afghanistan. Madam Chancellor, I would like also to take this occasion, now that you have signed a partnership agreement, to invite German businesses to come to Afghanistan to take advantage of the vast mineral resources of Afghanistan and the opportunities that exist in Afghanistan for the well-being of the Afghan people and also for the business interest of Germany in Afghanistan. Madam Chancellor, Afghanistan will remain a friend with Germany, and Afghanistan will remain one that will appreciate German assistance and cooperation for years to come. Thank you, ma'am.
Ismail Yoon from Kabul News for Afghanistan. My question is to Madam Chancellor. Germany has been a historic friend with Afghanistan and has generously assisted Afghanistan both politically, non-politically, and socially. And Afghan people are grateful to all the assistance and all the assistance Germany has made so far to Afghanistan. Do you think that the document you just signed can serve as an assurance for continued and even increased level of Germany's assistance to Afghanistan? Just for the sake of assurance to the Afghan people, would you reassure that this will serve as an assurance for continued assistance of Germany to Afghanistan? Thank you.
That is exactly the objective, why we actually negotiated this agreement today and why we took a point of signing this agreement today in the presence of our ministers. We wanted to demonstrate this is not only a partial kind of support, but a comprehensive support. The Minister of the Interior is not today here, who obviously is responsible for police training, but the Development Minister is here, the Minister in charge of Defense, and the Foreign Minister is here. So you, in order to reassure you that you may rely on the continued support of Germany to Afghanistan, even post 2014. We want to give you help for self-help, and we obviously hope for structures to develop in a very transparent way so that the administration is rendering better service, is becoming better, that people have a feeling that they can actually rely on the structures of their state, that it doesn't show arbitrariness towards them. We've just said today the security forces have to abide by the law. People should not be afraid of them, but should understand them and perceive them to be a force that is there for their protection. So very far into the future, Germany will stand by your side. We don't want to, again, make the mistakes that were made in the past, which happened also in Afghanistan, that countries showed commitment, all of a sudden left overnight, and Afghanistan was left sort of alone and on its own. And this is why we signed this agreement today.
President Karzai, we've been talking a lot about the time after 2014. One very important question would also be who would be the president of Afghanistan then in this phase. You have been raising ideas to take the elections maybe a year earlier in 2013 already. So maybe you could elaborate a little bit on this idea. Is there any decision? And who would, from your point of view, be like a good candidate for that presidency?
Well, fortunately, at the end of 2014, I will not be the president of Afghanistan. There will be a new president in Afghanistan. The issue of bringing the elections earlier, as I announced in a press conference some time back, is something that I've been thinking of because of the busy schedule we will have in 2014. We will see if that tallies with the Afghan constitution. But whatever the case, 2013 or 14, the process for elections is going on. There will be constitutionally elections held for electing a new president in 2014. And people are already busy in Afghanistan, candidates working their way out towards seeking Afghan people's vote. As to who will be the right president for Afghanistan is, of course, an individual question. As an Afghan individual and as someone also having a responsibility towards that objective, yes, I am thinking of some people, and I have spoken also with some individuals. I hope I can succeed in bringing about, together with other Afghans, a candidate that can serve the Afghan people better and democratic.
Nazir Ahmad Saharyam, Kabul.
Kabul News, my question is to President Karzai. Afghanistan has recently signed strategic partnership agreements with some countries, and more recently with the United States of America. However, the agreement in regards to the military night raids has been breached. And very recently, we saw that in the NATO and the U.S. operations, many people, civilians, have been hurt. My question is, how confident is the Afghan government that the countries with which it enters to such agreements stands by its commitments? Thank you.
Well, as far as Germany is concerned, it has been among the best of countries with regard to keeping the Afghan sensitivities in mind and making sure that the Afghan people don't suffer in the consequence of the war on terror. And where there has been an issue of civilian casualty, the German government has taken very particular care to address it immediately, for which we are appreciative and which we recognize as a very strong side of German cooperation with Afghanistan. With regard to NATO and the United States, strategic partnership that we signed with the United States recently has indeed turned a new page, and it will be in keeping with this new page that we will be asking for a change in behavior, especially in the conduct of continued military operations against terrorism, something also that the United States has recognized and President Obama has also referred to in his remarks. So let's hope that the new page will be moved forward in a manner of satisfaction to the Afghan people and of a cooperative engagement between us and our allies.
Madam Chancellor, and also a question addressed to you, President. There is now an agreement between Germany and Afghanistan, a similar agreement with the United States. Other countries also have said they would be ready to sign. For example, the United Kingdom has said they would also try to ensure the financing of the security forces post 2014. What do you expect, both of you, from the NATO summit? What should the other NATO members do, also the other ISAF nations do, in order to support Afghanistan in the future in its development? Well, the NATO summit meeting in Chicago is going to deal primarily with security issues. So this is why we want to go to the summit meeting well prepared. This is why we've said now 150 million euros is what we will put on the table. That is corresponds and is in line with our general contribution key to NATO expenditure. And as regards security issues, we hope that there's going to be a consistent concept on security for the Afghan army as well. And the Afghan army, too, obviously needs planning security, because those officers that are to be trained obviously ask, what about our professional future? Do we have a secure future? And we want to give a contribution to this. We want to render the future reliable. We all know that morale of the troops, the courage of the troops is very high. We have just seen this in Kabul, very good performance by the security forces there. But they obviously want to know what is in for them for the future. Is it sustainable? Let me point also to the future of the civilian rebuilding process. There will be a further conference on this in Tokyo, and we will talk to Minister Niebel on the possible contribution by Germany to this effort. We will always put our cooperation with Afghanistan on several pillars so that we have as sound a foundation as possible for the cooperation.
Chicago is intended to be a conference of announcement of support and pledges for the build-up of the Afghan forces and the continuity of support to the Afghan forces from 2014 onwards to 2024. Some countries have already made their announcements. Chancellor Merkel made the announcement just earlier. Of 150 million euros. Yesterday, the government of Australia made their announcement of 100 million US dollars for 3 years. The whole commitment of the international community to the build up and keep up of the Afghan forces is $4.1 billion, of which Afghanistan will be contributing $500 million. From its domestic revenues from its budget to these forces. And we hope that as the international community helps us with the training and the equipping and the keep-up of the Afghan forces to 2024, we will also be helped in enabling us towards a better, stronger economy. So by 2024, Afghanistan will be able to shoulder the responsibilities of its keep-up of the armed forces and the training of the armed forces beyond that. It's a cooperative environment and commitments made towards a secure Afghanistan and a secure international community. Chicago will be looking at that, and Tokyo, as Madam Chancellor referred to, will be exclusively on an economic agenda for Afghanistan, where, by the way, Afghanistan will give its economic plan, its economic agenda towards the future.